USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta is speaking to the press this after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer have called for his resignation.
Facts are important, and facts are being overlooked. This matter started as a state matter. It was prosecuted initially by the state of Florida and not by the U.S. Attorney's Office.
The man accused of murdering University of Utah student Mackenzie Lewick is being formally charged. The Salt Lake City District Attorney is charging Ayula Ajije with four counts.
Criminal homicide, aggravated murder, aggravated kidnapping, obstructing justice, abuse or desecration of a human body.
And Vice President Mike Pence is in California taking a look at some of the earthquake damage. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell clarifying his position on whether he would stay if the president tried to remove him as head of the Fed Reserve.
If you got a call from the president today or tomorrow and he said, I'm firing you, pack up, it's time to go, what would you do?
Well, of course I would not do that.
I can't hear you.
My answer would be no.
A toddler dies after falling from a Royal Caribbean ship. With more details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
An investigation continues into the death of an Indiana toddler who fell out of an 11th-story window on a cruise ship. Attorney Michael Winkleman represents the girl's family.
This was one of Royal Caribbean's older ships. This was a 2006 ship. It's my understanding at this point that all of the newer ships, they do not have the same configuration and they do not have the ability to allow passengers to open whatever window they want in these public areas. So based on, it hasn't even been 48 hours since the incident.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An Obama-appointed New York federal judge is blocking the Department of Justice's actions to change the entire legal team in the citizenship census question case. Now, regarding a citizenship question even being asked on the census, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan tells Fox News,
you go to any small town, any big city in this country, walk up to a citizen, walk up to a person on the street and ask him, do you think on the census we should ask a citizenship question? And their response will be yes. This is so common sense, but everyone gets it except Democrats in the United States Congress.
Now, as far as changing that entire legal team, James Trustee is a former Department of Justice prosecutor. He says,
there are some local rules, and you're kind of getting into the wheelhouse of a judge when you start saying at the last minute for important deadlines, we're going to swap teams. So I think there's a little bit of an unforced error here. They could have complied with the local rules by giving some sort of euphemistic explanation for what was going on, but more importantly, maybe reassuring the judge that it won't cause delays.
The National Weather Service says a tropical storm in the Gulf of Mexico could strengthen into a hurricane as it approaches the central Gulf Coast this weekend. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is warning state residents that it could be a serious flooding event.
We don't know how severe this is going to be. We don't know where all it will impact. What we do know is this, and that is if you prepare for the very worst, you will be in a situation where you will be able to come out far better in the end.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.